Right.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Bitch and Brainstorm podcast. We have a returning guest today. She is has been a panelist with us before on our previous summits, Miss Tamira Hamilton. She's going to be joining us to talk about social media marketing and specifically Pinterest and how we should not be sleeping on Pinterest. So, Miss Tamira, can you introduce yourself for those that don't have the pleasure of knowing you?
Hey y'all. Hey girl. Hey, it's Tamira Hamilton here. I am a 30 plus year marketing vet, a mom of two adult daughters and the two cutest grandchildren, ages 9 and 4, you ever did see. I love all things marketing. I've been in love with Pinterest since 2013, and it's always a pleasure to chat with you, Elaine, and work with you.
Yes. So the Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit is happening on January 17th, y'all. If you have not registered yet, you can register for free and stream it on YouTube, or you could pay $47, which is very affordable, and participate in the summit and get actual be in breakout rooms and all that kind of stuff with our panelists like Tamira. So, Ms. Tamira, can you talk a little bit about what are some things that you people will be able to take away from coming to the summit and hearing you speak.
Excuse me. So, on the summit, what we have planned for me to talk about is Pinterest and finding your ideal client on Pinterest. And then I also did a recorded video snippet about 20 minutes on the Pinterest predicts their trends. And you know, when we talk about trends, I think one of the biggest things you need to take away with it, when it comes to your ideal client, is that they are going to be looking for certain information. And you have to understand that Pinterest is a little bit different platform than the others in that it is a search engine, much like YouTube, right? And because it is a search engine, users are there with intent. And so where you may see someone on Facebook post themselves at what's the one in April that they all go to out in California? The big concert.
Oh, I don't even.
Lollapalooza. Well, in Chicago, it's Lollapalooza. I
Okay.
forget, Coachella in Chicago,
Okay.
in
Okay. Yeah.
California.
Girl,
And
I don't ever
so,
go to those.
yeah, I've never been to either, but we have Summerfest here in Wisconsin. And so Pinterest is actually part of the planning process, right? Everything else is what I'm doing or I have done. And Pinterest is part of the planning process. And so when it comes to trends, you can actually be ahead of the trends if you're actively engaged on Pinterest and paying attention, because that's where people go to look for inspiration. So you really need to get into your ideal client's head to know what are the events they are planning to attend this year, what are things and celebrations and moments they're looking to honor and respect in their own life, right? Like, this is the holiday season, but hello, not everybody does Christmas. Some people do. I don't know if I'm even pronouncing it correctly. Some people do Hanukkah. I have friends who do Hanukkah and Christmas. You know, some people do Kwanzaa, but you can't assume that I've never really done Kwanzaa, right? So everybody does different things. And so knowing your ideal client, which of those celebrations, for example, your client is more likely to participate in. And then it even goes a little bit of step further. Like, you know, some of the younger generations, like Gen Z and millennials, they may really be into Friendsmas, right? Or Friendsgiving. And so they're on Pinterest looking for inspiration for those moments, and what are not only the food and the recipes that they're going to have, but what decorations. And not only that, what outfits are they going to wear? What are they going to do with their hair? How are they going to style their hair, right? And so as we're coming into January, we're moving into Super Bowl. Like, Super Bowl is going to be in February. That's going to be something that people are pretty much going to start looking for inspiration for now, right? And so those are the kinds of things you need to keep in mind. And so the logical question is, well, what if I'm not in any of those industries? What if I'm a speaker? What if I'm a coach? What if I'm an author? Well, in this Pinterest Predicts video that is going to be in the summit, I walk you through exactly what they mean, what these trends mean to you, because what Pinterest does every year, and they're pretty accurate for years. I've looked forward to this report. It used to come out like in September, sometimes even July, like a PDF of what they predict the trends to be. for the next year. And so they're pretty spot on. It's all AI based. It's all algorithm based. There's a lot of science behind it. And they have like an over, I'll say like 85% accuracy rate with trends. Like one of the big trends for 2023, and you can relate to this, Elaine, I know. And so can I, because it's me next month, 50th birthday celebrations were a huge thing because Gen X turning 50, right? 100th birthday celebrations were huge this year, and so was Friendsgiving. And so even if you're not in that space of beauty, of recipes, and that, how can you incorporate that to attract more of your ideal client? And that is in this video, which, by the way, I recorded as a bonus for a course that I have. And, you know, we're all about repurposing and,
girl, you know it, repurposing,
you know, saving time, especially during the holidays. Yeah. So I said to Elaine, you know, do you mind if I use this? And she's like, girl, yeah, because it's really relevant. It's really timely. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to really enjoy it. And like one of the girls in class, she, the night that I posted it, she already, her wheels were turning and she's already looking and sourcing things to put out a new product for 2024.
Nice.
That, and her, by the way, she's not in any of the spaces I mentioned. Mm. She is in bookkeeping. She's in finance and in accounting. And based on those trends, she is going to put out a product. Definitely looking at it. And I think it can do very, very well for her. But all of that inspiration came from not only the Pinterest Predicts report, but having someone like me to interpret the report and help her, guide her in how to apply that. Because remember, information plus application equals transformation. Yep. So you can have all the information in the world. If you don't act on it, if you don't apply that information, it's useless. It's just, you know, I'm an encyclopedia. My brain is full of useless information, but there's also a whole lot of information that I act on. And by acting on these Pinterest Predicts in 2018, I was able to grow my Pinterest account from 1,000 followers to multiple thousand to today it's at 12,000 followers. And at its peak, because of following Pinterest Predicts and Pinterest Trends and a lot of the tools that I teach in my course, I'm not selling it, I'm just talking here. I've been able to reach as many as 3 million eyeballs.
That's amazing.
That's of eyeballs in a month, right? Mm-hmm. Think about that. Where else, what other platform can you get 3 million views in a month? And that content, by the way, is going to last a lot longer. So typically on Facebook, on Instagram, you're lucky if your content is around for 5-6 hours, right?
Yeah.
On Pinterest, I've had pins literally continuing to send me leads and customers that were over 24 months old, and they were still active and still getting dings from notifications on those pins. So, you know, I think you definitely should attend the summit. I could talk about Pinterest all day long, so I'm going to stop. Elaine, my host, hasn't said anything in a minute, but yeah.
No, I'm just like a bobblehead over here going, yep. You know, when I was a photographer, I loved using Pinterest because it helped me get inside the minds and the ideas of my client, right? I wanted her to like, show me how you want to be photographed, like find other photos. And then I remember like I had a quote that I found somewhere that was probably a Lady Gaga quote or something like that. And it's still today is still getting reposted and whatever. And I'm like, damn, like that was so long ago. So like, this idea that your content is going to last there forever really is true. Like you're saying, you scroll on Facebook, once you see it, it's gone, right? Like,
girl, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I had a pin I put up late this summer, and I look at my Amazon affiliate report for the month, and I'm like, what? What? Because Pinterest can drive massive. So if you've got a pin, if you got a series of pins, a handful of pins, and you're getting 3 million views a month. And by the way, I'm not even at 3 million today. I'm at a much smaller fraction of that, but still driving massive amounts of traffic to my blogs, to my offers, including Amazon affiliate links. And December 15th or 16th, I sold like 20 of this pot and pan set, like in my sleep. In my sleep, right? So Pinterest is where it's at. I'm just gonna tell you, if you're looking for, if your ideal client is a woman, if your ideal client is a creative, if your ideal client, if you're looking to penetrate more, I hate that word, but it just came out. More affluent, higher educated, uh-huh. You know, they're there. And by the way, men are on Pinterest too. My brother is a stereotypical Wisconsin Southeastern man. He loves his deer hunting. He loves making his hooch and his beers and stuff. And he loves mm-hmm. Pinterest. Mm-hmm. He is always on Pinterest searching for things and for yeah. deer stands and for hunting gear and hunting apparel. I mean, don't think that the men aren't there too, because they are.
My husband was like, can I find football stuff on there? And I'm like, I'm sure we could find you football.
Oh yeah,
stuff
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
He was like, what do you mean? What is this? You know? So for someone who is maybe hasn't really dove all in to Pinterest, what would mm-hmm. be like three things that you think somebody should do to kind of ease into it and kind of get started?
Well, the first thing I would do is put in the keywords for your ideal client.
Okay. Right?
What are your keywords and how you help your ideal client in search, and see what pins are out there and see what is missing. See what needs to be updated, because some of those pins, especially the static ones, are years old.
Yeah.
Right. And so they might have an old aesthetic to them. They may have an old look or feel. The content might still be relevant. It might still need to be updated. Chances are, especially like in my world, digital media, digital social marketing and affiliate marketing, it probably needs to be updated. Right. So I always like to fill in the gap. So if this is the content that is out there that is based on keywords that my ideal client is searching for, where are the holes in this content, and how can I fill the gap? How can I fill those holes? Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing I would do, is I would do my reconnaissance. I would see what's out there and how I can improve upon it and add value, right? Mm-hmm. So many people get that wrong. They want to go in and they just want to steal and copy. And I'm never going to tell you mm-mm. to do that. The other thing I would say is to really relook at your profile and make sure your profile is optimized. You know, people should be able to identify who you are, what you do, and how you help them. Mm-hmm. And also look at your boards and your pinning strategy, making sure your boards are also optimized, and then get your pinning strategy together would be the third thing. How often, what types, and that. There's so much more I could say, but I'm just going to leave it at that. Because there's, you know, I mean, Pinterest is actually a very easy platform in that you literally can just focus on Pinterest a few hours each month. You don't have to be on Pinterest all day, every day, because your content is going to sit there and it's going to marinate. Some pins take off right away.
Yes.
Some don't, right? No. Mm-hmm. And I'm finding that TikTok, now that it's more search engine optimized, mm-hmm. is the same way. And that pins that I did last year, like I did, I love my cooking. You know, it's kind of like my new therapy, since I don't do all the makeup anymore. And so like I did some pins on my grandma's collard greens recipe. Well, because it's the holidays, that's getting mm-hmm. a lot of traction mm-hmm. right now. And so just know that when you're really search engine optimizing, it doesn't mean you're failing just because your pin doesn't take off right away. Yeah. It may take a few, you know, iterations mm-hmm. in that. And we really go in depth in that in my course.
You're reminding me that I probably need to go in and update some of my links from when I switched from Squarespace to my new platform.
Absolutely.
And I know that I have blog posts out there that I'm going, oh shit.
Well, and here's the thing with that. Okay. So by having those old links in there that are dead, that actually lowers you in Pinterest, quote unquote, algorithm, right?
Yeah.
So you want to get those updated or deleted mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. Yeah. archive them or whatever, mm-hmm. because they're lowering your authority within Pinterest mm-hmm. because you're going out to all of these dead links.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, that's a task. I did that a few months ago.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you because
my views were going the wrong uh-huh. way, and now I've got them going back the right way by going in and cleaning up a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just thinking about, oh my gosh, like all the things, you know, especially with friends, I feel like, I mean, good Lord, there's so much friend stuff out there, and you know, I'm a friend fanatic. And I've decided this year that I've decided to let my freak flag fly. And I'm just going to embrace the whole friends thing. And it's what people know me for anyway. So I might as well just embrace it and go all in. And so I think that there's a real fun opportunity there that I could use with Pinterest and really start driving that, like, I want to find the people that love Friends and are business owners, right? Like that's my niche.
You said it perfectly, right? Because here's, you know, in my class, that was a big question. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of question around this about just straight going business. And I'm like, no, I mean, you are the niche.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so, and when they looked at my boards and my pins, and one of the girls said, you know, I really like this. It really makes me feel more connected to you. Mm-hmm. I really like you. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, oh, so you didn't like me before, but yeah. So it's like, I really, you know, it really makes me like you when I see that you're a well-rounded person and you're not just this, you know, whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a brilliant idea. And my thing, what I would always say, because I always say people on Pinterest fall into three categories, right? Or people I talked about Pinterest, they either have an account and they love it, but they're mostly pinning other people's stuff. They're not pinning about their business. Mm-hmm. Or they have an account that they pretty much abandoned. They might not even remember the password, or they're just not on Pinterest. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you aren't on Pinterest, you probably want to look at being on Pinterest, because oh my God, I could talk about this for a lot longer than what we plan to be here today. But yeah, you definitely want to be there. You can, you know, check me out. I've got some free resources for you to check out for that. And if you are on Pinterest, but you kind of lost your password in your way, you want to get back on course, because 2024 SEO is going to be so, it already is. SEO is going to be even more important for you to have visibility on not only, you know, the social medias that are digging deeper into that, because Instagram is as well, but you know, it's just going to be about being people being able to find you and discover you, because social media it's a lot more challenging than it ever, ever has been, but it's still very rewarding. Yeah. I want to put that out there. It's still very rewarding. You cannot get the amount of attention that you get, and in a lot of cases for absolutely free anywhere else and any other time in history. And now with AI, it's just like, and I think Pinterest brings all of that together very, very perfectly, and with a tremendous amount of potential.
Yeah. So where can people find you online? Where can they connect with you?
They can connect with me on my blog, TamiraHamilton.com. I am on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, and YouTube. I am all the places, and you can definitely find all of those from my blog on TamiraHamilton.com.
Fantastic. Well, I'm super excited to have you as part of our summit again, Elevate Your Coaching Business. And I'm really excited to see how, what people will take away from you and how they can go and apply that to their business, because you can either be an info collector or you can be an action taker. And my goal is to help bridge that from, okay, great, you just learned some cool stuff. Now, what are you going to go do about it? Like, let's go do something about it, which is why I'm super excited to have our mastermind portion of the summit this year. So if you have not yet registered, I don't know what you're waiting for, but you better get on it. And so we will see you guys at the summit on January 17th.
Bye.
Thanks, Tamira.
Thank you.